We ran out of things to that we knew for sure we wanted to devote a whole episode to, so we just thought we would talk about what's going on in our lives, maybe do a few mini reviews of things.
I'm here to review the return of COVID. Hot take.
Yeah, how
freaking close. Yeah, by the way, polar bear's dying again.
Absolutely.
Is it your second vid?
Yes, this is my second confirmed COVID. So whoever said you can't get it twice, shut up.
Now, I've had it twice.
You were wrong.
Second vid is better. I think first vid was all right, but second vid definitely is better.
I tell you what, first vid came out swinging. Second vid has really come into my couch and just sat and irritated me.
Yeah, I would say first vid is like a prison rape and second vid is more like softcore, but...
Well, kinda, yeah. Well, for me, first vid
I don't know
was...
how many prison rapes you've been a part of, but...
We were talking about that at work the other night. It kind of stuck in my head.
My body was pretty savaged.
I guess the similarity is I couldn't walk for like 2 days.
Here's my quick review of second vid versus first vid. First vid put me in the hospital and almost killed me. And took me almost a month to get to where I could go do anything again. Second vid has sort of made me sleep a lot and go to the doctor.
And that's an accomplishment.
Their nurse comes in and says, "Oh, positive for COVID, huh? Yeah, it's coming back."
It is. I have other friends who have gotten it again too. I think I'm okay because I've had it twice. So,
My mom's doctor commented on it when she asked her, and my mom's doctor said, better than the vaccine.
It's funny though, yeah. Like when we were in the middle of the pandemic and the lockdown and everybody was like, "Oh my God, somebody do something." And then they did something. And then of course everybody was like, "We don't want that shit." I'm like, how else were they going to do it? You can't eradicate stuff without actually attempting to get rid of it.
I think what's funny about it is who was doing it and who didn't want them to do it. Cause it was Trump's vaccine and it was Trump's base is not about the vaccine at all, but Biden didn't do the vaccine and his base is all about it. So it's very bizarre.
Yeah, it is weird. And then again, that whole thing was a political nightmare. Like
the best vaccine.
I almost single-handedly blame that for the Capitol riot thing.
I stand by it being just like the world's most hardcore flu. As somebody that was like hours away from death.
What do you blame for the Capitol riot?
The whole should we not get vaccinated, among other things, but that was like the catalyst for the whole unrest, I think.
The Capitol riot was the election was stolen.
Well, yeah, that's correct. But I'm like the whole.
Also, that one guy had a cool buffalo hat and had to show it off.
Yeah,
it was cool. Objectively,
that's funny. It's funny. One of the
objectively speaking, if you're gonna lead a walk into the Capitol building, because it wasn't even an incursion. Incursion implies that they like broke in. The doors were open.
So QAnon shaman guy was let in. If you don't believe me, watch the videos. Like the police escorted them through it, and he was a chill dude.
So when he led, if you lead a walk into the Capitol building, you have to have an iconic hat.
Yeah.
Oh, like Davy Crockett in his raccoon skin, you know.
Yeah.
Oh.
Or Jack Sparrow in glorious. His captain's hat. Or Indiana Jones and his fedora that is glorious.
The only man to make a fedora look manly.
It's true.
Or Dumbledore in the sorting hat, even though he never actually wore that. But
Dumbledore wears his wizard's cap.
The sorting hat seems like he'd be a fun guy to party with.
I mean, if you've read the books, he actually is.
Yeah, it's true. Yeah.
Oh, I haven't.
Read the books, man. I know. Since you're on a cleanse, read the books.
And controversial, here's my voting strategy. I vote for the ones I care about, like, you know, president, senators,
yep.
The ones that matter.
Yep.
Usually mine inspectors, there's only one guy, so I've always thought about maybe running for that. Um, And then I always vote for my my friend's dad for whatever he's.
I write in friends and family members for all sorts of things.
Yeah. Oh no, my friend's dad is actually like the county clerk or something.
Oh, interesting.
Whatever though. But for judges, I always vote no on every single one. I don't care what you've done. Don't care if your decisions are good or bad. I want new people in there. Let's rotate.
I was gonna say, like, I do that for senators and representatives because I'm like, it's basically a nursing home at this point. I'm like, please, for the love of God, can we get term limits?
So true.
Yeah,
that's the most at the most point, true thing Panda Bear's ever said on this podcast.
I agree. At this point, they don't even have to be a good choice. They just have to be a different choice, and we'll see what happens.
That is like the one political thing that we all agree on is the term limit thing needs to happen because it's geriatric ward, and they're all insane.
I just want the lobbyists to have to start over, you know?
Exactly. Well, then they couldn't accumulate so much power if we were, you know, you couldn't have these like billionaires. You know, with sending people's kids to war and stuff.
I think it's important for the audience to know I was kidding at the beginning of this when I said we were reviewing the American government.
And yet, here we are.
And we're not trying to kill each other yet, so I think we've been successful, but we should probably go to something fun.
This has been a good... Well, boys, bear claws out of 10.
For the American government? Oh, God.
Oh, gosh. You know what?
In theory...
I think I'm going to have to give it...
In theory, it's a 10 out of 10. In practice?
Yeah.
Or like
I agree with that.
Five, maybe, depending on how the parties are getting along.
I think in theory it's 10 out of 10. In practice, I'm going to give it a 1 for an average score of 3.
I agree with Nathaniel because we're currently in a depression that nobody wants to admit to because we are currently, as an average American, making less than somebody made in 1930s when adjusted for inflation.
True. Fact. And I just got a $1 pay raise at work and it still sucks. So.
Seems like we're eating more than they did, though, but maybe that's just the movies.
Yeah, I make
America is make turning into most... the ship from Wally. I just want to put that out there. We're all going to be in levitating chairs in like 50 years.
I'm fine with that. I don't care anymore.
I felt so bad. You know what? I'm not even going to say it.
Dude, in 50 years, if there's floating chairs instead of wheelchairs, I'm in, because I'm probably in a wheelchair anyways if I live that long.
Fact.
Hmm.
It's funny. That's like a common trend among my friend
50
group.
Years, I'll be almost 80.
It's funny. Like, that's a common trend among my friend group. Like, we talk about the future, and they're like, oh, we're not going to live to be more than 50 anyway, so it doesn't matter. Like, all my friends say that, and I'm like, wow, you
that
people have no hope.
Like a bad plan. I was talking with a friend. We were talking about boobs and, she was saying,
like you do,
as you do. And she was saying she saw a statistic that guys who, regularly see breasts in person have something like a 50% better chance of like living longer or what, I forget what the actual stat was, but I was just like, yeah, 'cause they get the chance to touch boobs again.
I mean,
good thing this is an R-rated show, I guess.
You know what? This leads me to a fun transition.
Oh, boy.
Let's do an editorial instead of a review.
Oh, boy.
All right. So, a person walks into an establishment, and you notice them. From the ankles first, it is high heels.
Okay.
Oh, boy.
Hairy legs to a short skirt.
Oh, God.
Oh, here great.
Blouse with a hairy chest and then beard and thinning hair on top.
You're literally describing gender them. You are literally describing work right now. Stop it.
Gender them. The corporeal being that I've just described to you is a real person that has walked into a store in front of me. And it prompted me to say, if you're going to live this lifestyle of sin, you got to pick. Like, if you're going to do the skirt and everything, you can't have the beard and the hamburger meat, you know?
Yeah.
You gotta shave her down, or you gotta wear jeans and a t-shirt, which is gender neutral, and you know, not care what people
they would
throw at you.
They would say that they're non-binary, but it's like, if that was true, then how come I know that you're a man?
Yeah.
Why does everything except for attire?
Given, like,
why does
I
everything
have...
about you say man?
Right.
Except for your skirt.
Except for your clothes.
Like, I've been to a couple drag shows, and some of them sell it really well. Like, one time I couldn't even tell, and then they spoke, and I'm like, holy shit!
Sam, I thought we weren't going to talk about that.
You weren't there. Why does it matter to you?
Was this another one of your guys'
I was hoping you commit to the bit with me.
Another one of your guys' cupcake sharing dates?
That was 100% binary. You stop it. We had feelings. We had feelings.
Don't trivialize what Nate and I had. It was real.
Our gay waiter was very excited for us.
Oh, dude, I could have totally sold it like I did with Nick at the Olive Garden for free wine. That was fun.
Oh, dude.
Hey.
He thought we were a couple, and he was...
Oh, he was in it.
He was supportive. Oh, yeah. I don't know why, because he clearly...
I could have made you so uncomfortable.
Pitching for the same team.
Well, because in his... In his mind, he
was
saying,
making myself uncomfortable because I was wearing
some.
You made it worse. I forget what you were wearing, but it like was the gayest thing you've ever put on your body, I think.
It was like a really bad, like super Chinese sweatshop Assassin's Creed hoodie that you would like see on the internet, but it's not. It's not good. Had zippers all over the breasts and everything.
Oh, I remember that jacket.
Yeah, it was pretty swank, man.
Class act.
Also transitioning from breasts like Polar Bear did. So I went and saw Oppenheimer. I went and saw it with my mom and dad and my 16-year-old sister.
God.
And you know, we're watching our movie. Good, it's all good and everything. And then bam, Florence Pugh's titties are out and she's just riding Cillian Murphy. And I'm sitting in between my dad and my little sister, and we're
your dad's trying not to be
the
ashamed.
Four of us are all just like,
"You're sitting there going,
you ceiling."
You're sitting there going, "I didn't know this was a movie.
What
I just see
alone. Are we in anyway?"
Man, and I've then, never actually read not... my ticket. What does it say?
Yeah, what it's. What showing time was this? Are we in our right seats? That was not nearly as bad as what happened later in the movie, though, where he starts imagining her grinding him naked in front of a boardroom of people, which it was just so unexpected.
Well, you know.
Anyway.
I was going to say, that'd be awkward next to your sister. I feel like your dad would have just been like, meh, that's life.
I did not it's not the way to do... So they were trying to show that he was a womanizer, and they did it in like... You only ever see him like sleep with two women in the whole thing.
Womanizer.
And they only show Florence Pugh do it because Florence Pugh's on a kick of showing everyone her tits these days.
That
she
was her
thinks it's liberating or something
that
like
was
that.
Her,
and, I
that
mean,
was her first actual like one that was filmed for a movie though.
Yes, but
I don't think that makes it better.
It's a weird way to stick it to the patriarchy, but there you have it, ladies and
you think
and
these
gentlemen.
Are sexy? Well, have them.
You know,
all
right. I mean,
but she's a beautiful woman. She is.
I mean, if I were dating Zach Braff, I'd be a little weird too. Like,
why? Zach Braff is a legend.
Well, yeah, but you know, you have to have a certain gusto to date that guy, I'm sure.
I don't think you do. I think he's a pretty normal guy, actually.
There's no way if he's dating her.
Yeah, I mean, he's a comedian, so...
I'm not saying she's weird, but...
Not saying she's weird, but she does show her titties.
She
on
works
TV.
In Hollywood. Yeah. She's inherently weird. There aren't any normal people that work in that fucking sideshow circus.
I think that's
true. My one-sided review of Oppenheimer, it's Chris Nolan with titties, if you like that. And
so...
And a really big explosion that was pretty awesome. It's all of 3 hours long. Well, I guess with trailers, it's all of three. It's exactly 3 hours long with the trailers in the theater.
Yikes.
And it held my attention the whole way through, but I don't think I'll ever watch it again. So,
I know.
It was a
Seer
One kind of thing, huh?
I think so.
Yeah, kind of like Cocaine Bear.
Well, yes, in that way, and in no others.
Exactly. I mean, yeah, it was exactly like Cocaine Bear.
Yeah, it was.
Cocaine Bear was fun.
It was weird. I did not expect the subplot of a bear eating cocaine, but it was in there.
And they had to get it off the.
But yeah, no, like. I'm keeping a list for our end of the year wrap up of like everything I've seen and whatnot, and I gave both Oppenheimer and Cocaine Bear a 6 out of 10. So, it's not the same kind of 6 out of 10. Right. They're very different movies, but you know, Oppenheimer is a very thoughtful, pensive, like, oh, this was interesting. 6 out of 10. Cocaine Bear is a very goofy, silly. Interesting, huh? This is a 6 out of 10.
I will reiterate what I've been saying like the past 6 episodes of this show. Thank God for the writer's strike, because the fact that Barbie is the number one movie in the world, that should tell you every fucking thing you need to know.
Oh my gosh.
I will not let this go. I'm like, with all the people I went to school with that I know that write scripts, they are way beyond creative compared to and their scripts weren't even good, and they're at least creative.
It's true. We have better student films that were coming out of UTV than a lot of the stuff that's coming out of Eastern Hollywood.
The company that produced Donor 160, and I'm sorry, Miguel, that movie is atrocious.
There was so little...
I like Donor 160.
There's so little, like, substantial things out right now that people are, like, getting real philosophical about Barbie.
Well, it's not. It's like hilarious. A superhero movie without being a superhero movie, you know.
Oh no, it's all about the Kens. I see things about the Kens all the time.
Yeah, I've heard a lot about Barbie. Conflicting reports. I don't think I'll decide for myself. I think I'll just go off of what the critical drinker says on that one and. Call it a summer for movies.
Yeah, it's like I was gonna go see Haunted Mansion, and then I'm like, do I really want to go pay to see Haunted Mansion? Like,
I didn't know that was coming out. It sounds like fun.
I mean, it looks better than the Eddie Murphy one. Like that one was surprisingly dark for a Disney movie. But here's my turn on the transition scale. Things that confuse me. So. I was brushing my teeth this morning, okay?
Oh, right.
And I have one of those toothpastes that has, like, the crunchy bits in it. And...
Oh, like, baking soda?
Something, like, breathalyzed crystals or something. Or, you know, you can, like, bite down on the toothpaste and it crunches like you're biting on dirt or something.
Okay.
And yep. I found myself perplexed. I was like, this is oddly satisfying. Why am I... And then I remembered back to when I was like, I like to chew on dirt, too. What the hell? I guess I like just crunchy bit. Like, it's a weird, like, I don't know.
I want to chew my orange juice.
I like to chew my orange juice, too. I always get extra pulp, but.
Yeah. Yeah. That's good stuff. I don't like chewing on dirt, though. That's really, really makes me cringe.
I don't know. It's not so much, like, what it is. It's just, like, I don't know. I was, like, chomping down on my toothpaste, and I'm like, why am I doing that? Because it's a weird sensation that I'm like, I am oddly enjoying this crunchy bits. It's weird.
Yeah.
But.
I like the peanuts and Snickers. That's my favorite.
Yeah.
You get that little crunch.
And then like.
Sometimes putting chips on a burger or something.
And then that
like
got
that.
Me thinking about one of my irrational, like, weird fears. Like, I have an irrational fear. I don't know if I talked about this on the show before, but maybe I have. I have an irrational fear of umbrellas.
No, it hasn't come up before. Do tell.
So, I'm very, like, if I ever have issues with my eyeballs, I'm just going to be blind because you cannot fucking, I recoil every time, like, anything happens with my eyeballs, like, and, like, umbrellas are, like, so I've had nightmares about just running through fields of umbrellas, like, at eye level.
That could actually be scary if done right.
Well, yeah, and then like it got worse because it turned into like a Saw level thing where the umbrellas started to spin like really fast. And I'm like, great, now they're trying to decapitate me. Not only gouge my eyes out, but decapitate.
When I was a kid, I thought that I was going to get struck by lightning if I used an umbrella. And now that I'm an adult, I don't think that anymore. But I just feel like umbrellas are for the weak. Like, I want it to just rain on me. Oh, I love rain.
Man, that is such a Pacific Northwesterner way of thinking.
Is it?
Yeah. In Washington, my in-laws, I don't even think, own umbrellas. If it's raining, you just get wet.
Yeah.
Sounds like,
kind of. We go up there, they bought me an umbrella as a joke, and I said, I'm not going to use this. And not because I don't like I'm too tough or something. No, I don't use umbrellas just because I don't like carrying things in my hands.
Yeah, same.
I have a lot of...
Was that when they knew they approved of you?
Yeah.
Is that what turned it all around? Because I know it was rough at the beginning.
No. This is when they were comfortable to make jokes at me. So, my dad retired 2 years ago from being a driver at UPS for, my entire life.
Mm-hmm.
But he hasn't really done any, retiree people things. But now, out of nowhere, he decided he's taking a 14-day trip to Wisconsin, and then they're driving over to Indianapolis, and then from Indianapolis they're driving down to Tennessee.
Awesome.
I mean, yeah. My dad's...
And he is a wild child. He's living La Vida Loca out there.
Nice.
My dad owns 3 motorcycles now, because, he has an addictive personality, and this is his current thing. But he's going on a ride. He's in a group, okay? So his boss is his old boss, who he's still friends with, because he retired, but... And my dad hauled his race cars around because he's a former Indy car driver, or whatever. And
cool,
or whatever.
He went on a couple years ago when my dad got his first bike. His boss invited him on a trip with his boys. Right, they're all a bunch of old retired rich dudes. Like one of them's a gynecologist and whatever. And my dad got entwined, and now my dad's taking his new bike, and it's a whole thing. They're going up to Canada, and but his former boss isn't even going. And my dad's like, yeah, I'm just a broke trucker guy that hauls the equipment up there and whatever. But he's like, no, they're super cool. Like they don't mind paying for everything. And I'm like, you Heck sound yeah. like a retired, like, it's the funniest shit. Like
rich friends that'll pay for everything are good friends to have if they're actually friends.
Yeah.
Yeah.
As long as you're not the butt of their jokes, good friends to have.
Have the peasant haul the motorcycle. It's at work, everything's have the peasant. Whenever we have to do something we don't want to, one of us is like, have the peasants.
I do that at work too, but I am the supervisor, so I have the ability to pwn everybody. I'm like, I pay.
So I started a mocktail bar, speakeasy type of thing in my garage.
I want one so bad.
It's been a lot of fun. I am way out of money. The business is because no one wants to pay for their drinks, but if I don't give them away for free, I don't get to make any. So I had some neighborhood kids come over. I was actually uploading the podcast because there was nothing to do at the bar, but I wanted to open it because I haven't done it in a week, and they didn't have any money on them, so I let them play me at Jenga, and I had them scared. They were worried, but I did end up losing, and so I was I gave them some drinks. I feel it's important to note that mocktail means non-alcoholic, because for some reason, a lot of people miss that.
You're selling alcoholic beverages to children in the neighborhood.
Yeah. I say it's a mocktail bar, but I guess a lot of people don't know what mocktail means.
Is it just me, or does cocktails seem like... I don't know. I don't how does that become a thing to describe that? I'd be curious to know the origin.
I'm sure... It's British. I'll look it up for you.
It's like a fancy rooster tail. It's like the garnish you put around your martini or something. It's like a cocktail.
I mean, cocktail dresses are fascinating. People get dressed up to drink cocktail. I'm like, I don't know. Nate, you might find out. You're going on a cruise. It's like a big thing on cruises, I guess.
I am.
Oh.
Ooh, some emo girls.
According to the Online Etymology Dictionary, the origin of the cocktail is down to a mispronunciation of a French word for egg cup. Cocktail.
Ah.
For egg cup?
Yeah. A cup that you put an egg in, apparently.
Oh, yeah, I've seen those things. They're
weird. Like,
it's spelled C-O-Q-U-E-T-I-E-R.
Hmm.
Pronounced in English as cocktail.
So, yeah, in, like, the old world, they have, because I have a lot of experience with European stuff, right? So they get this little...
I was way
old. Oh, do you?
Yeah, they do. Because my grandma's...
Goes to Ireland one time and he's an expert.
My grandma, they don't...
Didn't even go to the continent of Europe, just sat on an island off the coast of an island off the coast of Europe.
My grandma's originally from Europe, so she knows things.
Some of my family's originally...
But yeah, no, it's an inherently a like my grandma's mom's side of the family has some French stuff, so like they do croquettes and all kinds of weird things. But
I always knew you looked like you were good at running.
It's like a little chalice. You stick an egg in a shell on top of, then you break the top of the shell open, and you eat the egg with a spoon out of the it's like a soft boiled egg deal or something.
Sounds awesome.
It's a massive pain in the ass, and I don't understand why. You have to be like super foo-foo fancy to do it, I guess. But
It sounds like rich people food, because rich people food takes a lot of work and a lot of time to eat.
Yeah, and half of it's garbage anyway. Like, who wants to eat?
Yeah, you can
caviar. What the hell is that about? Like, come on.
Yeah, caviar's not good.
You can tell somebody's economic standing by how long it takes them to get to the part of the food that they can just like actually ingest.
I know, it's like I don't like to go, because like it's all cool that you get the like gastronomy guys, the science, food science, but I'm like, I don't know what to fucking do with this. Like, what do I eat? What don't I eat? Why is it in a million pieces?
Oh, no.
What is this art shit?
I mean, like a working class person, you can eat the wrapper of the food. It's called a sandwich.
Right.
Like, it needs to be so accessible that you don't even get to wrap it in a thing. You just eat the whole thing.
That's why burritos are forever god-tiered, because you can do a lot of things with burritos.
Dude, you can wrap almost anything in a tortilla, and I will probably enjoy it.
All right, I'm gonna make him a sushi burrito and see what he thinks.
I'm in.
I've put pickles in tortillas before, like made like a ham and cheese burrito.
Sounds amazing.
I was one time made like a 2 or 3 pound burrito.
Stick that shit in a fucking panini press and you got a Cuban sandwich.
Terrifying.
Ooh, that does sound good.
I could talk about food all day. I love how we transitioned to that.
I was installing a shower at some lady's house, and she had her walls, very rich lady, had her walls decorated with like drawings of different types of fish on like plates with different garnishes, and it was like the least appetizing portrait of food I've ever seen.
That sounds you're so fucking rich. Oh, was that over by the country club over there on the east side, and the like one of the huge fucking
east
side? It was in a country club though. It was in Forest Highlands. She was a very nice lady though, like very
nice. Because I don't know,
well,
nicer than
you
most.
Can be nice and not have good taste in art.
I forget.
Well, and what's funny is the rest of that, she did have good taste in art. It's just I could have done without the fish.
I forget what movie it was we were filming, but we went over to the east side of the country club and filmed in this huge fucking mansion. And I was just like, no, this is too much. I'm like, I will take my middle class any day. I don't know what to do with any of this stuff.
Yeah. Yeah.
And like,
definitely.
My grandma is not broke by any stretch of the imagination, but like, it's not like that level of, we have to be proper. We ride horses in our free time. Like, come on.
Have the peasants bathe the horse. I started a mocktail speakeasy, and then the kids came. The neighborhood boys came over, and they didn't have any money, so I let them play me at Jenga, and they ended up like wanting more drinks and stuff. And they were like, we'll help bring people in. So they started like being like marketing for me for free drinks. And the kid drew his own sign, and I kid you not, he actually wrote one of the the letters backwards, I think unironically, which is funny because he's too old for that. He's like 13.
Hey, man, just English. This word is extremely hard for me. Give me 2 seconds. Dyslexia is a real thing. I even have verbal dyslexia. That's true. Obviously, I have trouble with words sometimes.
I heard that people with dyslexia think in 3 dimensions.
I can attest that that is not entirely true because I do not.
Do you have dyslexia?
I have minor dyslexia. Yeah, I get.
I think you have it or you don't. I'm not sure there's a
spectrum. No, there's this. It's a spectrum.
I might be mildly on the autism spectrum. Like I have memory issues and I'm slightly dyslexic. I mean, it wouldn't shock me at all, to be honest with you.
I don't think that's autism.
Well, it's a spectrum.
I think you're just. Yeah.
The spectrum.
I think autism makes you smarter, at least in the movies.
Yeah, you have other issues like spatial
In the movies, autism gives you quirks that make you
quirky.
Sure. Well, makes you Sherlock Holmes.
Yeah, that's the deal is autism isn't just like your special needs like can't function. Sometimes it is. Sometimes you got so much of it that it's not functionable, but most time autism just means you're somewhere on this spectrum and you have these quirks.
Yeah, you're neurodivergent is the politically correct term.
Yeah, like most of the time people with autism just have to stick to a schedule. Like, you have to be on a schedule, and if your schedule varies at all, you flip out.
Yeah,
raise my hand.
Panda's
some more.
Raising his hand very excitingly, excitedly.
Anyway, there's a lot of autism, things, but that's like that's a big deal.
So the kid made a sign and he's out there twirling it like a thing, and he's like running down every car that like drives by. Like this kid's got a future in PR, and it actually worked. Like he just started harassing passersbyers and they started coming into the bar, and there was a super hot girl. And yeah, it was fun. But then, so they got my Snapchat because they wanted to do it again next time I opened. And I was like, oh my God, dude, I'm going to like run out of stock, like giving these kids drinks. And then by the end of the day, they're taking my money too.
Oh.
And so I like fought them a little bit on it. And I was like, I had to buy all this stuff. Like, and they're like, yeah, but we made the drinks, so we'll take the money. And I was like, I'm letting you work here. Like, but anyway,
man, you are a
patron saint over here.
Nate, I think you got took, bro.
I feel like it was, well, you know, it's me sitting in my garage alone or, you know, with them. I actually have customers. So that was fun. But so they got my Snap and they wanted me to like message them every time I open it so that they could come over and help. But the one kid's dad freaked out and they're not allowed. He's not allowed to be at strangers' houses anymore. And I was sad. Like, on one hand, he's probably being a good dad because there's so many creeps, and there are. They're just. I was a camp counselor. Kids have told me some horrific stories, so I've heard it all. I've seen it firsthand, that kind of thing. But so I respect that on one hand, and then on the other hand, I'm like bummed because they were actually really cool kids.
Ah! You should just let the dad know that you were a certified school bus driver. You can't be that weird.
Or that makes you extra weird. Hard to say.
He doesn't know that though. If his dad had come out, like been able like to come and hang out with us, I think he would have been fine with it. But I don't know. We have a running joke, me and my sisters, that like I'm scary. Like there's the neighborhood kids call me Scary Harry. There's no basis for this. It's just like what we would have called me back in the day, especially when I had long hair and
Scary Harry,
bearded up and whatnot. Oh man. I guessed Sam and his wife one time.
Oh my gosh. Oh, it was the worst I have ever smelled. It still haunts my nightmares sometimes.
My dying dog let one rip that
at
that point was the worst fart I'd ever smelled, and I topped it. Yeah. I really did. I was on a cleanse. It's just
a cleanse turning into a purge real fast.
Yeah, it was like 25 years of
Burger King. It's
like when
you hit when you hit the bilge pump on the boat and everything just comes out at once.
Pretty much. Oh,
he just opens his mouth and sounds like a foghorn. You know,
American diet working its way out.
It's funny, like every time I see my other lover, Nick, you know, Nick, we had this infamous night after bowling when we were in college. We had overeaten and whatever, like we always did. And it was like Texas Roadhouse, and he had blown up the bowling alley bathroom like beforehand. And we're on the way back down 66, and all of a sudden, I just hear this high pitched, like it sounds like a scream almost. And I'm like, I look over, he's just got this shit kicking grin on his face. He's like, payback's a motherfucker. And like the windows fog up and I'm like, can't see. And it was like fucking 30 degrees outside. And like, I kid you not, it was like, it was just the most high pitched. Like he like pinched his ass cheeks together. And like, and then the smell hit. I had to pull over. It was so fucking bad. Like,
oh, I believe it.
And every time I see him, funny. I'm just like, remember that time that you had opera noises come out your butthole? Like,
Ugh, friends, I am fading fast over here.
Remember, he's got the COVID. I'm amazed he lasted this long.
Yeah, I mean, we're at an hour 15 minutes of just utter nonsense. I think
we've pretty good for us.
I think we've reached our quota, boys.
Yeah,
I'm so glad I don't have to edit this one.
I always get the hard ones. I don't know what. I always get the hard ones.
That's what she said.
I wish. Anyway. Primed and ready, boys. Primed and ready. So we normally rate bear claws. How? What are we giving this episode, boys?
Yeah, let's review this episode. I give this episode 6 out of 10 bear claws, above average because we were not prepared and still got an hour and change out of
it. Pretty good, and I think it was fairly entertaining.
But no higher because it is just nonsense.
I'm feeling like a 5 out of 10 because I feel like it's it might not be great, but I don't think it's bad either.
Yeah.
So we'll see.
I'm going to give it a 5 too, just because like we were unprepared and we're not usually this dysfunctional. I mean, we're dysfunctional, but this is like, you know, we were just like, hey, let's record something. What do we record? We don't know. Let's just throw shit together. I hope it sticks. It's like playing darts and seeing where you're going to live.
Yeah. I guess we'll
average what? 5 point. Five? Yeah.
I think 3, 5.
But anyway, if you think this episode is higher, feel free to give us a 5-star review. Even if you hate us, let us know. Comment all that stuff.
5.1.
Yeah.
Let us know how much you hate us in your 5-star review.
And if you think it's creepy that Nate is running a mocktail bar and luring children into his garage,
Oh no.
Then worry about yourself because you didn't have the idea first. Get out of here.
Let me check and see.
Fuck you. You haven't tried the mocktails.
Listener feedback before we end things.
Oh, good call.
Yeah, let's see.
Oh, I think. Oh my gosh. Taco Bell and In-N-Out are 50-50.
Ugh. Can we just call it a draw and give up already? And just in our hearts know that we just.
I don't think there's. I think Taco Bell and In-N-Out are objectively the best fast food places, and they will be locked in an eternal state of perpetual conflict.
They're gonna forever be in a struggle they don't know they're part of,
and I kind of love it.
Ooh. All right, what are we loving? I'll go first.
He's not dead. Let's go with that.
Yeah. That actually is what I'm loving. That I'm getting over this COVID so fast.
Don't jinx yourself. It could rear its ugly head again, you know.
It could, but then
it does seem like you're bouncing back pretty good.
Then I'll love it that much more when I beat it again a third time.
It's like Jack Sparrow says:
once was luck, twice was also probably luck, but three times that's skill.
It's like Jack Sparrow says: oh, filthy beast. Anyway. What am I loving? Man. I'm loving that we got a lot of shows coming up that we are looking to go to. So, you know, that's like the basis of the show is going to shows. And I mean, that's how the show started. So always a fun time for us.
Yes.
Let's hope Parkway Drive doesn't blow up the PA this time.
I know. We get to maybe see their full set. Oh man, what am I loving? Yeah, I'm just loving things in general. Plugging away on music stuff. I'm kind of split between a few different things, but mostly with the band and then some stuff at church.
Yeah, when are we gonna hear? When are we finally gonna hear War on Gravity? Because you've been talking about it for like a year.
You want me to send you a demo?
Hell yeah. I don't know. Yeah. I mean, I sent you my shitty music that it should never see the light of day, so
I'm not sure when the public will hear us, but I am working on content, and then I'm doing my media, so it's weird. Every August I like kind of do a like cleanse from social media and movies and music, and just I kind of stop everything. This year I'm going to be getting a lot of screen time, but it's because I'm working on videos of my own and like music and all that kind of stuff.
Right, and we're kind of putting a damper in his cleanse a little bit, because our next episode is going to be an album review, but it's going to be like one thing, so.
That's okay, yeah.
If it's work-related, it's fine. Work, so.
Yeah. But yeah, so hopefully maybe sometime in September. It will be probably September at the earliest.
Mm. Sick. Right, because you have to get the green light from
I'm in.
Everybody else involved.
The band started meeting like bi-weekly, kind of like we do Bear Attack now, just to like talk about like, so we're all on the same page and working on things.
I mean,
so
that's how many people are involved now?
Making things go faster. Just the three of us.
Oh, I thought there was only two of you. Who are the other? I mean, I thought there was only two.
John and Jordan.
Oh, John. Okay.
Yeah, you know John. Yeah.
Brother John.
Last I heard of him, he was halfway across the world and then moved back and is still married, but not. Yeah. Weird situation.
Yeah.
Very weird.
That's all still true. Yeah. They couldn't make enough money in the Philippines, yeah. So they're coming to America.
That's a good song.
So I played keys at church this Sunday, and right before the second service, the transpose button on the synth software that we use, so I can switch keys without having to relearn the song, got unprogrammed or whatever, and I had it figured out. And then this story is kind of more funny if you know the people involved, but our worship pastor Josh like came over, and he was like, oh, let me just assign it to the MIDI controller real quick. And I was like, no, wait. And he bumped it was bumping a thing that I didn't even know about. I just knew something bad would happen if he tried it, and it did. And long story short, turns out the third E on the keyboard got mapped as the transpose button. So I'd be playing with the band and I'd be like on, and I'm like, okay, I finally figured everything out. Like I spent the whole first song just undoing the mess. And then I'd be playing and I would hit that chord change and it would go, like, what the heck? And I'd look over and it was like a half step up, and I'm like, how's this keep happening? And I finally figured out it was one of the notes I was playing was making it switch keys.
That would be so fucking irritating. If you would like to hear us do more covers and you like our show, feel free to review us, comment, subscribe, whatever buttons. We're on YouTube, so check that out. Follow us on the social medias. Email us, beartalkpodcast@gmail.com. Angry rants, whatever. We'll take it like champs and throw it right back in your face. But Oliver, I know that you appear to be Phantom of the Opera over there, but do the thing, please.
Oh, come interact with us on social media, or email us, or go on YouTube, or wherever you listen to us, give us 5 stars and review. If you leave us 5 stars, I'll read whatever you put on. I'll even do it in a silly voice if you ask me to. Yeah, If you want to hear us do music, let us know. If you don't want to hear us do music, let us know so we can ignore that. But anyways, thanks for listening to this episode. We'll catch you guys on the next one. Later. Bye.